Welcome to the Washington Page. Today I talk to Tom Thomas with the Toastmasters of Washington. We talk about what they are, what they do, and we also talk about their 60th anniversary celebration, which is being held this Saturday, as he explains.
We have a dinner and a few speeches at the Mexican restaurant, Pablo Real.
Here in Washington?
Here in Washington, right.
All righty. And we'll get into that here in a second, but first off, let's talk about what Toastmasters is.
Toastmasters is people who are interested in improving their communication. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's communication with your wife, your children, your workers, your friends. It makes no difference. When you improve communication, you improve it everywhere. And that's what they are about. And they do it in two ways. We do make speeches, normally 5 to 7 minutes. But every time you come to a Toastmasters meeting, we have a little thing called Table Topics, where you are just instantly assigned a topic of some kind. Many times it's news items and that kind of stuff. And then it is up to you to stand up and talk as close as you can about that subject for about 2 minutes. And this is extremely good practice. And since you do it every week, we meet Monday night at 6:30 at the library for about an hour. And you do this every week, you get a lot of experience. And the very first thing you know, you gain a great deal of confidence. Now, the other big thing about Toastmasters is, since we are trying to improve, we criticize each other. We have a critique and or an evaluation. We call it an evaluation. And one of your fellow Toastmasters evaluates you. And if you have any kind of little habits or anything that has crept into your vernacular, they will help you get rid of that, and it makes you a far better speaker. Everyone that you've ever known has been to a meeting where somebody got up on the stage and he had some mannerism or said you know or said often. You want to go up and say, man, you need to quit doing that, but you never do it. At Toastmasters, that's what we're there for, and we do it. We have had people come to Toastmasters who are extremely, I'll say, bashful or timid, and within just a few months are able to stand up there and talk and communicate much, much better. The improvement you see in people is not only quick, but it is great. It's a wonderful improvement. You can just see it, and you have to almost be there to realize how great that is.
How does someone become a member of this?
Oh, just come to our meeting. And if you come as a guest, just come into the library at 6:30 and go to the Toastmasters meeting. And if you're interested, fine. If not, fine. We're not even going to ask you to join the first night you're there. You just come and watch, and almost everyone always enjoys it because there's Toastmasters clubs all over Iowa. We probably have the club that has more fun than any club in Iowa, because we always start the meeting out with a joke of some kind that someone tells. And of course, obviously, these are clean jokes. These are good jokes. But it gets the meeting started off right, and we do have fun. We are not a benevolent organization. We don't do anything for anyone else. We do it strictly for ourselves. It is self-improvement, and it works.
How long have you been a part of Toastmasters?
Well, I started out in 1968 in DeWitt, Iowa. Then I moved here in 1970, and I didn't go to the meetings for a while. And then about 1976 or 77, I realized I needed to start up again. So I did, and I've been going almost every week ever since. And that brings up another thing. If you join Toastmasters, if you can't make it every week, no one will be upset if you miss a week or two or whatever. So what? When you come back, you come back.
And since you're still attending it after these years, would you say that it's hard to have a finished product or a polished product? You're always improving?
Well, we always improve. And we also, once a year, we have a serious speech contest where someone that in our club represents our club goes to the area contest where there's 5 or 6 clubs, and then the regional contest where there's 5 or 6 clubs, and they have a special judging thing. And if you win the next contest, you keep going on up till you get to the international contest. And a couple of us have won the state contest a couple times. And then 6 months later, one time we have a serious contest, 6 months later we have a humorous contest, and you can join one or both.
Well, now we can get into your anniversary that's coming up. That's...
We have our 60th anniversary of the Washington Club. There are clubs older than that, but not very many. And so we're having sort of a little bit of a party out at the Mi Pablo Real at noon on the 24th. We're going to actually start up a little bit before noon, but we start at noon and another hour and a half at the most, probably at the very most 2 hours. We have a guest speaker coming in from up in northern Iowa, and he will give one of the speeches. There may be others. We may have table topics. I don't know, but it'll be fun.
Do you have a regular meeting time?
Every Monday night at the library at 6:30.
How big of a group do you guys got out there?
We have anywhere from, say 8 or 10 people to 15, depending on how many show up. We have more in the club than that, but they don't always show up every time.
Well, the way you described it, sounds like it's a pretty good time.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. And we all pretty well know each other, and we joke around a little bit. It is really fun.
Tom, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, that should do it. Come there. Anybody can come Saturday. Anybody can come anytime. But we'd like to have you Saturday, the 24th, at the Mexican restaurant.
Get kind of a feel of what you guys are about.
Yes, you will get a pretty good feel.
Tom, I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with Tom Thomas with the Toastmasters. For today's Washington Page, I'm Nathan Swenson.